This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Kent Willis of the ACLU joins us on the long line from his office in Richmond. Good afternoon, Mr. Willis.
Hi, Coy.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Now, we have some major breaking news for our community, at least, with a pretty big development and a story that we have been following for some time. In, what was it, May of 2005, I guess it was?
That's when it all began.
Rich Collins, UVA professor emeritus, was out at Shopper's World. For you folks, that's up by Staples and Whole Foods. He was in that shopping center passing out campaign literature. He was running for the Democratic nomination against David Toscano to run for House of Delegates, and he was arrested for trespassing. And Kent, pick it up for us there. There's actually two court cases here that evolved out of this, right?
That's right. And what happened is he was arrested for trespassing. That's a criminal charge. And so he went to court on that charge. The ACLU of Virginia and the Rutherford Institute represented him. We're making the argument that shopping centers, even though they are technically private property, have essentially become the town halls of the current era. Or become the town centers of the current era. So that if you live in a suburban area and you want to go to some place and communicate with people the way you used to do by going to the center of town, about the only place to go is a shopping center. The difference, of course, between the shopping center and the center of town is that the shopping centers are privately owned, but the center of town is considered a public forum.
Right,
anyway, so he was there, and he was handing out literature, and the owners said, you can't do this because it's private property.
So he's arrested. There's two cases. There's a civil case and a criminal case.
Right. And we lost the criminal case, the criminal charge case in general district court.
For trespassing.
That's right, for trespassing. That was appealed to the circuit court, and we represented him again in circuit court, and the thing that we just found out about is the judge has now ruled in that court, that case, that the has overturned the conviction from the general district court case.
So officially, as of today, we know that Rich Collins is not guilty criminally of criminal charges of trespassing from this event.
That's exactly right. And the logic the judge used was that in order to violate the trespassing law in Virginia, you have to have an intent to trespass. You have to essentially know you're trespassing. And in this case, the judge ruled that Mr. Collins sincerely believed that he had a right under the Constitution to be at this what looked like a public place with people going back and forth, just like a town center, handing out literature. And he sincerely believed he had a right to be there, and therefore he was not trespassing.
But what don't they always say, hey, ignorance is no defense in the eyes of the law?
I love that. You know, I thought about that too. They say that, but trespassing is an interesting thing. I mean, one of the issues that's been floating around in Virginia the last couple of weeks is the issue of canvassers, people going door to door to canvass for or against something related to the elections that are coming up. Happens this time of year. And the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that the First Amendment says that you actually have a right to go on to people's property, knock on their door, and give them your political or religious message. Now, that owner has a right to tell you to get off their property. And if you, once the owner says, get off my property, then you're required to do it. Or if the owner has a sign that says, no trespassing. But you're not required to read the owner's mind. You can't go up to down the sidewalk and say, I better not knock on this door because it looks like an unfriendly person lives here. Unless that person directs you off their property or has a sign up, you have a right to enter their property. And so that's the case here. Now, one of the things the judge found is the truth is that the law is a little blurry on this. What this judge said is that, you know, if indeed we had a case from the Virginia Supreme Court that was already on the books, and we as citizens should know that passing out literature at a shopping center is unconstitutional, then he would not have dropped the charges against Mr. Collins. In this case, he said, though, you know, it's not absolutely clear whether he has this right or not. Now, ironically, and you mentioned this, or you alluded to this earlier, this same judge is the judge in the other parallel case that's going on here.
The civil case.
Right, and that's Mr. Collins, with us representing him again, filing a lawsuit, a civil lawsuit, asking the courts to interpret the Virginia Constitution to mean that you have a right to do this kind of free speech exercise at shopping centers. This same judge was the judge in the civil case, and he ruled in that case that you do not have that right. So the twist we end up here with is that because the law was unclear when Mr. Collins committed this act of trespassing, and because he sincerely believed he had a right to do it, then he was not, technically speaking, trespassing.
So the judge is saying, I'll throw out the conviction of trespassing, but this isn't a precedent. Don't y'all start going politicking up at Shopper's World.
Boy, and he said that clearly, too. He not only said, listen, okay, you're off the hook here, but this doesn't mean that you have a right to go back to Shopper's World and do this. As a matter of fact, in the court, in the civil case, which I've already ruled in, but happened after, of course, the event, I ruled that the Virginia Constitution does not give you the right to do this kind of thing. So what's happening with that case, that separate case? So now this criminal case is done. That's put aside. We lost, unfortunately, the civil case trying to make the argument about expanded free speech rights under the Virginia Constitution. But that case is now going to the Virginia Supreme Court, and that's probably going to be the final arbiter here. Whatever they say is the right way to interpret the Virginia Constitution as regarding these kinds of free speech rights on private property is what will probably go.
Kent Willis, our guest, the executive director of the Virginia ACLU. Kent, two questions. When will we hear from the Virginia Supreme Court about the civil case in this matter? And two, has the what have the feds said about this, the U.S. Supreme Court, on the same issue?
I'll start with your second question, and it's the reason that I said earlier that the Virginia Supreme Court will probably have the final word on this. Typically, a case that goes to the Virginia Supreme Court, if it involves constitutional issue, could then go to the U.S. Supreme Court. But the U.S. Supreme Court has actually already ruled on this issue. And what they ruled is this. The First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution does not protect your right to distribute campaign literature at shopping centers and the like. But the court said that doesn't mean that a state constitution can't be interpreted to give you broad rights that are not conferred by the U.S. Constitution.
So they're not going to step in, but they'll leave it up to the states
exactly.
Here if they want to extend those rights.
Right. So when this goes to the Virginia Supreme Court, whatever they say goes.
And when do we hear from them?
We don't know. They rule when they feel like it. We have not even argued the case yet. There is one other alley here, though, and it's one of the things that we have very much in mind as we talk about this issue, because I think it's a very important issue for people to understand. And that's that the Virginia legislature has the power, regardless of what the Virginia Supreme Court does, to pass a law saying that you have certain free speech rights limited free speech rights at shopping centers because these are essentially public places because everybody goes there and we treat them like public places. So we still have that option as well.
Kent Willis, the executive director of the ACLU of Virginia. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you on short notice filling us in on this breaking news.
Thank you very much for having me on.
We'll talk to you soon. That's okay. Kent Willis, and this interview, of course, will be archived in its entirety at SevillePodcast.com. Rich Collins just announced today not guilty of criminal trespass up at Shopper's World. We've been following this case now for quite some time. The civil case will continue, and we'll bring you any news as we hear about it.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.